Today's daf lamed beit. We're in the middle of the sugya of the chashivut of brit milah. We got up to the middle of the daf.
Or they leave.
Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Gedola Mila She'in Lecha Mishin Tasek B'Mitzvot Yoter Mi'Avram Avinu V'lo Nikrach Tamim El Al Shem Mila. You see how great Mila is that we don't find Bichlal anyone who is more Isaac in Mitzvahs than Avram Avinu himself. Some have a Girsa Tzadik Gomer Ba'ilam Ka Avram Avinu, which is interesting. It's not so posh. But anyway, he was only called Tomim al Shem Mila, Shremah Hitalech Lefanayim, and only then, Yayetamim, only then when he said, Briti ben Yuvinach. Ktivet na Briti ben Yuvinach. Dover Acher, another way of saying the goddess of Mila, says Rebbe, is Gedola Mila, Shishkula Keneged Kolam Mitzvot Shabbat Torah. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Alpi HaDvarim Ha'ela, Alpi HaDvarim Ha'ela is referring to Kol HaTorah Kula. And yet it says there, that we're going to make the brit, al pi advarim karati itcha brit vet Yisrael. So apparently the brit itcha vet Yisrael is the equivalent of all of these dvarim ha'ela. Davar acher gdola mila, shil malei mila lo nitkaimu shamayim v'aretz. And in another way we see how great mila is, that if it wouldn't be for mila, there would be no possibility of maintaining the creation. Shinemar im lo briti yomam v'layla chukot shamayim v'aretz v'samti. What is a brit that exists yomam v'alayla? That's brit milah, because everything else requires you to do something. Brit milah is there all the time, whether one is involved in it or not. And this maimer of Rebbe, this last piece is pliga Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer holds that the reference to brit yomam v'alayla, should say Rabbi Elazar, is not brit milah, but rather the yomam Rebbe Elazar gedolat Torah. Shemalei Torah no nitkaimu shamayim v'aretz. Shemar im lo briti yomam v'alayla. Chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Where do we find yomam v'alayla? By Torah. V'igita bo yomam v'alayla. So the reference there must be to the brit which is specific to day and night. Mila is not specific to day and night. It's just always there. So it's better to say that yomam v'alayla is a reference to something where it says yomam v'alayla. Therefore, it's more reasonable to call it al shem haTorah rather than al shem amila. On the other hand, you could see the svara to say the other way, because the other way it is not dependent on something. There's no brit yom v'layla, so maybe there is no brit. Maybe nobody's learning. So how can you rely on that? Chukot shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Like this mila, once it's done, it's done. Omer of Yeram Arah, B'sha'ar sh'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham Avinu Italech l'fanai v'yei tamim. Avraham Avinu got terrified. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. In other words, if you say that, you're telling me that right now that I'm doing something wrong. And Italech l'fanai v'yei tamim. I thought that's what I've been spending my life doing. Achazatora atai began to tremble. God only knows what I've been doing wrong. Omer Shema yesh bi davar meguneh. That must be something disgusting in me to say such a thing. Kivan shamarlo v'etna briti v'niv v'necha nitkarad ato. Once he recognized that what we're referring to over here is a reference to the creation of a brit, which is not something that he could have done on before on his own. So at that point, it was nitkarad ato, adarabba. Now, okay, so I can take another step. But only because it was offered to me as a brit v'niv v'necha. V'yotze oto achutza, mar lefanav. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take him outside? What do you mean outside? Because he tainet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. Yistakalti b'mazal sheli. And I see al pi my mazal that either some have Emiel ben Echad, some have already have Yishmol, or any ro'i l'holid ben, which is the other gear, that's the way Rashi brings it also. So I see I'm not ready for to have a child. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get out of this ridiculous. It's a mitztagninut shelcha. Get out of this. Ein mazal Yisrael. This is not for Yisrael that you're dependent on, things like that. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol, once we're talking about Hetalech lefanai ve'yei tamim, you should know that this is an hoga that works mida keneged mida. Kol ha-metamim atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metamim imo. Somebody who gives himself over wholeheartedly, Tmimut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very open with him also. שנאמר, אם חסיד תתחסד עם גבר תמים תתמם. אומר רב הושעיה, יסי כל המתמים עצמו, שעה עומדת לו. Someone who acts בתמימות is eventually finds a great hour in his life, and he's אילו לגדולה. שנאמר, יתהלך לפני ויהיה תמים, and immediately afterwards, ויהיית לאב המון גויים. Omar Rabbi, again, there's a lot of gear sort of changes in the Mamar. Some of Omar Rabbi Levi. Kol ha-menachesh lo nachash. Somebody who engages in these types of superstitions to know the future and so on. So all he does is he brings down upon himself a life that is wrapped in this superstition. You know, these people, once they get involved, you know, put a little bit of red string around their arms, and they got a chamsa on the door, and then they're worried about this ayinara and that ayinara, and they're going into this makobel and that makobel, and this, the whole life revolves around nonsensical things in which they don't have a moment of tmimus in their life. There's nothing between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all with talismans, and God only knows. It's a horrific life. Shinema ki lo nachash b'Yaakov. Lo nachash is lo nachash. To him will be the nachash. What do you mean? But it says it with a lamed aleph. I mean, low means there is not. It doesn't mean to him. You're right. Okay, that's just sort of a remiss. But I mean, the real meaning is it's mishum midah keneged midah. This is the way you want to act. This is the way you define your life. And that's that same mitzvah gnunot. Stop worrying about such nonsense. And it's like the Gemara in Pesachim says, somebody who's makbid on these things, so then fine, then it becomes true. You're not makbid on it, it's just ridiculous. Tony Ava, Bereda Rabbi Zeir, I love that name. Kol Adam She'eino Menachesh, a person who's not interested in that kind of stuff. Machlisino Tobe Mechitzash Afilo Malachei Asharet Eni Yecholim Likanes Tocha. He becomes so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's open with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is open with him. I'll tell you all kinds of secrets, even Malachei Asharet, you don't want to know the future, I'm going to share with you. So even Malachei Asharet don't get to know those things. Shenemar ki lo nachash b'Yaakov v'lo kesev b'Yisrael. Actually, I mean, it's the end of the pasuk that's important. Not the lo nachash b'Yaakov. Indeed, others have the girsa over here. Shenemar ke'et yamer le'Yaakov v'Yisrael mapa alel. So to Yaakov and Yisrael, not to the malachim. They will be the ones who know what it is that God has in store for the world. Omer Rabbi Yavu, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Mipnei ma ne'enash Avraham Avinu v'nishta'abedu banav l'mitzrayim, matayim v'yesh shanim. Why did he have to have this curse of Yiridas Mitzrayim? Mipnei she'asa angariya b'tamidei chachamim. He turned tamidei chachamim into mercenaries. She'nemar, because when he was fighting in the milchama of Sodom and the Arbat Melachim, it says, v'yorek et chanichav yelidei beito. So he took all of Chanichav or his Talmidim, and he got them out of the house, and they all went and they went into battle. This is what you do with your Talmidim. Shmuel Amar, because he frees or he trees some of Almidotav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was mafkir. The Ran learns he frees is like Paruz, Shetach Paruz we have today, no man's land. So he was mafkir, he was mevater on the midas of HaKadosh, treated them cheaply. Shinema b'may daki irashena. Rabbi Yochanan Amar shefrish b'nei adam ilekanes tachat kanfei hashchina. He had a chance to make mention out of those guys that he had captured in the war. And then when the Melech Zedom tells him, ten li hanefesh varachush kachlach, he actually hands them over. Was he handing over people for? If he would have kept these people, they wouldn't have joined with Zdom. They would have eventually become mentioned. So because of that, this is what you do to people. You put them into goals, basically. So then your children will go into goals. This is midlach lucha. Vayorek et chanichav. What? Not that I know of. We take it for granted. All he said was, I don't want anything from you. Vayorek et chanichav yelidei beito. What's it called? Vayorek. So Rebbe Omer, Vayorek is a lotion shahorikan batorah. It's two meanings of it. Either it means that he encouraged them using Torah. So in other words, he showed them the value and the meaning of what it is that they were going to be doing and how it is that in this fight they would be actually creating Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael and so on. Another Lashon Shorikan Mina Torah. Since he took them out of the house and stopped them from learning, referring back to the earlier Chazal, the first shot fits in better with the way Shmuel is learning. In other words, the Lashon of the Pasuk, Shmuel says Horikan Bezahav, so that he paid them, because Zahav is called Yirakrak Charut. It's like Paz. So in other words, Vayorek means that he paid for them. Imamish turned them into mercenaries. And Numbers, the Talmidim in Shmona Asar V'Shalosh Mayot, Amr V'Ami Bar Abba. Well, Eliezer Eved Avram was worth his weight in gold. He was Keneged Kulam. Or some say that it's not a reference to individual people. It's Ikri Amri Eliezer who? That the only one that he took out of the house was Eliezer. The Chushbanei Achi Avi. If you take a look at the Gematria of Eliezer, it equals Shmona Asar Shalosh Mayot, which is awfully big coincidence, if that gives you the exact number of people that were chanichat, and we know that Eliezer was sholeit b'chol ha'shelo. I mean, he was the one who had all of his teiras and his stomach. That's what it's referring to. V'om Rav Ami Bar Abba ben shalosh shanim ikir Avraham et Boro. Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he first was makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinemar ekev v'asher shema Avraham b'koli. Take a look at the Ekev. That means, in other words, Avram was Shomea Bekoli for Kuf Ayin Beit Shanim, right? Which is Mea V'Shivim V'Train Shanim. And he lived Kuf Ayin He Shanim, which must mean that for three of those years, he wasn't doing Shema Bekoli. Why? Because he was too young. It took him 3 years from birth to figure things out. Takes a little bit of time. So Mela, but Ekev, that amount of time he had, Kufayin Bey's years he had. V'yomar Rami Bar Abba. It should be Rami is usually a construct of the Yerushalmi. It's Rabami Bar Abba. So Rami is we put the two words together, Rabami Rami. So Omar Rabami Bar Abba, Hasatan equals, once we're talking about Gematrias, Hasatan equals B'cheshbon B'nei Brak, which is Tzlat Mea Vishitim Varabaz. 364 equals Hasatan. That's actually, the B'nai Yisofer says that. But Hasatan is B'gematria B'nai Brak. Amazing. Yeah. But today everybody's quoting the B'nai Yisofer for Tupishvat and Yonim and Harbar and Yom before Yitzhira Sa'ilon and before Yitzhira Sa'vlad. We have to remember all of his gematrias. Right, the tefillah for an esrog, no, today. It's a good thing you live in Tulsa. No? You wouldn't want to go further than that. Stick to Tel Aviv.
Move into Keshe.
Huh?
Move into Keshe. I don't understand the connection.
Between the Gematria. The Gematria of Hasatan equals the neighbor.
I know, that's what's happening with Tulsa.
I'm saying you're getting close. You have to, it's a good thing you don't go further.
He's halfway there.
Yeah. I told you he connects it to Pesel Micha and to the whole discussion. Vomer Rami Bar Abba, Chtiv Avram, Uchtiv Avraham. What is the explanation of the change in his name? Because B'tchila, before Brit Milim, Likla Kadosh Baruch Hu Matayim V'Arvayim V'Shloshay Evarim, he, as a tzaddik, was in charge of Evrei Gufay. But even as a tzaddik, you sometimes hear things you don't want to hear, you see things you don't want to see, and your hormones make you respond to people you don't want to respond to. So, but when he was given to his extra haze, he was given five additional evorim. Shtei enayim, shtei oznayim, v'rosh hagvia. So a tzaddik is not presented with things he doesn't want to see, he's not presented with things he doesn't want to hear, and his body doesn't respond to things that he's not meant to respond to. Romer Rami Bar Abba, May Dichtiv, Ir Ktana Va'anashim Ba'me'at. What is this referring to? Ir Ktana, the small city, is the body. An organism is basically a city. which everything is interrelated, connected. You have the garbage collectors, and you have the grug bakolets, and you have the whole, it's all there in that body. Now, Nashim ba Ma'at, there's not that many people in this body, in this city, because there's only basically the Evorim of the Guf, that's the full, each organ in the body is being supplied by the city. Uba Elea Melech Gadol comes along this very powerful king, Visivevotan sets up all in siege, puts this whole city in siege, a very powerful king. Ubona Alea Matsudim Vischaramim is this refers to the Yetzer Hara. This is a Melech Gadol, very powerful. He creates these massive matsudim. It does not say charamim in the pasuk, but matsudim gedolim. He makes these big machines now, siege machines, siege engines. This is terrible. So this is the avonot that are already working inside, you see, inside the city. Umatzaba ish miskein v'chacham. In this city is this poor, he's very smart, but he's got no power at all. That's the Yetzer Tov. Umileita tayir b'chachmato, he uses his wisdom to save the city from the siege. This is referring to Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim. And then after the battle is over, ish lo zachara ta'isha miskeina. Nobody remembers that guy was the one who saved the city. What do you mean nobody remembers? The b'shat Yetzer Hara leita matkele liyetzer tov, but nobody remembers the last time. The tshuva, starts all over again. There's no ish miskein, there's nothing to remember. We might as well have been the first time we ever noticed the siege. Beautiful, beautiful mashal. Hachochmata oz lechacham miasara shalitim asher ba'ir. Now, what is this referring to? Hachacham to oz lechacham is the same mashal. Zo teshuva ma'asim tovim. And that miasara shalitim asher ba'ir, who are the shalitim, among all these evorim of the city that we were talking about, the shteyos einayim, the shteyos naim, the shteyadayim, the shteyraglayim, the rosh agviyah, the peh, these are the organs that have the most interface with the outside world. And those are the shalitim. But normally they carry on their own way and do whatever the Yetzer Hara says. However, if you have over here Chochmat Oz LeChacham, it's even more powerful than all of those ten shalitim. Omer Rabbi Zecharia Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lotzi Mikuna Mishem. Actually, initially we find that Malki Tzedek, who comes as that Shem Ben Noyah, and he was the one, as it says Beferish, in this very war that we were talking about Avram Avinu Vayorek Et Chanicham, who Kohen Le'el Yom. So he was supposed to be the Kohen, and from his children, and not necessarily limited to Yisrael, but from all of the Zerah of Shem, would come Kohenim. Kivan shikdim birkat Avraham lebirkat ha-makom, motziyam mi-Avraham. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that Malkitzedek gives Avraham Avinu a bracha before his Mavorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he changed his mind, he decided it's Avraham Avinu, not referenced through Shem, who will be Zaycha to the Kohenim. Shenemar, where do we see such a thing? Because it says that Malki Tzedek says to Avram, Vayevarachehu vayomar, Baruch Avram le'el yon konei shemayim va'aretz, u'baruch el yon. Omar lo Avram, what's the matter with you? V'chimakdimim birkat eved lebirkat kono. First you say the bracha to me, then you say the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad natana la'Avram HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at that moment gave over the kuhuna to Avram. Shenemar, le'David mizmor, Nu'um Hashem la'adoni, my Adon, meaning to Avram Avinu. What did Hashem say la'adoni? He said, Shev li'yemini, adashit oivecha adom l'raglecha. That I'm going to take care of you in this war. You're going to win over all of your oivim. And then, a few psukim later, obviously a continuation of the same story, it says, Nishba Hashem v'lo yinachem, atako ein la'olam, al divrati malki tzedek. Because of the way Malki Tzedek spoke in that war, you are going to be the Kohen La'olam. Al diburosho Malki Tzedek, because he was marking the bracha in the wrong way. V'ayinu dechtiv v'hu Kohen Le'el Elyon. Meaning, who Kohen? Malki Tzedek indeed was a Kohen. But in Zaro Kohen. It's not that he was Zoche to the Kohuna. It was like an accident that he was the Kohen. Hadron alach arba and the darim. Sounds a little insecure. In order to funk on a helik aperik, you got to feel completely secure. There we go. Ein bein amudar hanaamich haviro lemudar hemenu ma'achal eladrisat harega v'kelim she'inosin v'hem ochal nefesh. So until now we've been discussing the way to make nedarim, the mashmaut of nedarim, elements of heter nedarim, but we haven't discussed the actual meaning, the essential breakdown of nedarim. Is there's nidre hana'a, and then there's nedarim on specific issues. The truth is that it's not as simple as it appears. Because if somebody is madir hana'a michaveiro, let's say he asks himself from, or his friend on him, from having any hana'a, and, or on the other hand, another guy who would aser himself or the friend from ma'achal, you'd think it's an enormous difference. However, the difference is not as great as it appears to be. The only difference between them, and the Gemara is going to explain this, that it's not as simple as it appears here, the difference between them is drisat haregel, v'kelim she'in osim b'hem ochal nefesh. So crossing over the guy's backyard, crossing over the guy's field, actually is a better, backyard is fenced in, and kelim that are not used to make food in. So that would be the difference. Because hamudar ma'achal mechaveiro also is not allowed. You can't lend him. Lo yashilenu nafal chivarav rechayim v'tanur. You can't lend him something that will bring him closer to having food. Because ma'achal, you can use that sifter and that sieve and that oven. You can use it for making food. That's included in the isra of ma'achal. You could lend him chaluk, v'tabat, v'talit, v'nizamim. Now, that doesn't seem to be much of a chiddush. We're going to see in the Gemara whether the fact that I'm allowed to lend him a robe and a ring and a nice beged to wear and the earrings and so on, we'll see whether these things are a chiddush of some kind or they're just meant to parallel the ratio. So on the surface, I mean, what it says in the Mishnah doesn't make all that much sense. Drisat haregel v'kem shenotzim b'hem ochal nefesh. They're tremendous, tremendous nafkamina. Yet, the truth is that even that is not so simple. So let's take our first assumption. Our first assumption is that something that people aren't makbid on, such as having a guy cross through my field, that even that would be us. So in other words, a generic hana'a that does not require me to be involved. I mean, I understand that if I needed to ask you permission, and then you give me permission, that's hana'a. But if I don't even need to ask you permission, it has nothing to do with you. I'm crossing this land. It happens to be your land, but you're mevater on this land. So I'm not getting anything from you. Nonetheless, it says over here that things that people are mevater on, and they usually don't view it as their own, it's just taken for granted that this is something that I can have. The actual mokum where we discuss the machlokas of whether vitur is considered to be usur, is really even in a greater case than this, where, according to the Rabbanan, if the norm is that when you buy something, you get an additional piece. Say you buy a pound of fruit. So always you throw in a little bit extra, you give the guy a little bit extra, should be exactly a pound. That's called vitur. I'm not going to sit there analyzing the precise weight. But if I'm usher bana'an somebody, even if it's a zvini de rami alape, we're over there selling is not considered to be, his buying is not considered to be on us. He's paying good money for something to get anywhere. But vitur, according to Chachamim, is usher. According to Rabbi Elazar, is usher. So here, basically, it's the same thing. It's generic. I don't need his permission. This is included in what anybody has a right to do. Nonetheless, it's considered to be nene from the person who I'm taking it from. I'm taking, passing through your field. The Mishnah says it'd be usher, would be nerano. So this is Rabbi Elazari. Tetani Rabbi Elazar Omer, afil vitur, in the case of the makolet, is asur b'mudar hana'a. Now, the Mishnah further says that a mudar ma'achal mi'chaveiro, is not allowed to lend him even these types of kelim. Lo yashilenu. Now, why not? Why can't you lend him something? I mean, I'm in ma'achal nadar. He said he's not going to give him food, or he's not going to be nana from his food. Why can't he lend him something that relates to food? I mean, it's not food. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, well, what it said over here was not that he asered ma'achal. Mudar hana'av ma'achal, the contrast is, someone who says hana'ah is aser, and someone who says the hana'ah of ma'achal is aser. So why is he throwing that word hana'at ma'achal? I mean, he must mean that any pleasure that tends towards food, that would be what he would be referring to. So the use of my sifter tends towards food. It's going to help you to eat. And therefore, you can't have it. So I think, well, why is that what it means? If somebody says hana'at ma'achal, wouldn't you say that that means deriving benefit from my food? For instance, let's say you need some penicillin. So I will not give you a piece of moldy bread to put on your festering sore. That's hana'ah from my food. That doesn't mean hana'ah that brings you to food. I mean, that's what's more reasonable? Come, obviously he's thinking about penicillin, no? So therefore, says the Gemara, the simple meaning of saying hana'at ma'achal is shelo yilos chitin v'yitin ha'makato, not to chew up some old wheat and put it on your sore. Oh, my Rava, you're right. Hana'at ma'achal certainly wouldn't be referring to sifters. It must mean where the guy said hana'ah meviyali de ma'achal kalai. And the Mishnah is coming to tell me that that doesn't mean only a pot and a rotisserie. It means even things that are a step away. It's even a grinder. You can't have a grinder because the grinder will make it easy for you to make a filter fish.
Chumas Meis, and then he discussed the Yemenites. They chew this cut. You know, they chew this leaf. It makes them like it's like a drug, it's like marijuana. Mm-hmm. The Yemenites. So he said, well, there's no chiyuv of Chumas Meis on the cut, on this leaf that they chew, because the pasuk says by Chumas Meis has to be din of achila. So it's mamish like at least reminds me because here we're saying.
So you're tiny that marijuana is potter from Chumas Meis.
Last time you said. No, the Yemenites,
they
chew it, they put it in their mouth.
Okay,
so
we smoke it. I mean, we smoke it, they chew it.
But he said, so this mom's late to this, mind then, because they're saying it's a difference. Hanas, Mach, Mamish, Achiva. So he said,
China said it has a gin of a tree, we can use it for two shots.
So he's saying that it's not because it might melt your mouth. He did say you have to be careful, they have worms in the leaves.
Oh, I saw that.
That's why
smoking is better.
Here we see that. But in Okinawa, a person would make it better. Perhaps would be, you know, I don't know.
Still get
it might be borderline, you know.
Okay. So we're talking about what he said. Anyhow,
I have a mahasari with the sabach.
So anything that brings you closer to ma'achal, you should know, we're going to see later, that this would include even lending him something that has nothing to do with eating, like a lawnmower, if those things are generally rented out. Because then with the money that he's saving, he can go to the makolet and buy some gefilte fish. So we're going to see, do people buy other things from him? Okay, so we're going to see about that later. Omer of Papa, you know, this goes all the way. We're talking about any grama whatsoever. Let's say you want to lend him a sack, and that sack can be used to bring payroll. You want to let him borrow your car. If you borrow his car, he'll get to the makolet faster, and he'll be able to make a big order in Rami Levy and carry it back, which reminds me how old Richie 120 is. So even that is considered to be hana'ar. I feel it's hana'biyama. I'm going to give him some container. I mean, what's to prevent him from using that to buy payroll to put it in there. It'll make it easier for him to have a Tu B'Shvat party today. Boyruf Papa, how about things that are really very far removed from any direct connection to food? Let's say you just want to lend him a sus lirkovalav. He's not going to be able to. This is one of those kind of cars that doesn't even have a place to put. Well, I don't know about the ark, but it's got no place to put anything. You know, it's not a chamor. It's just there basically to make an impression.
A smart car.
Yeah, well, no, a smart car is smart. It's got room for things. I'm talking about a Jaguar. It's no room for anything. It's just to show off, right? So over here, the question is, there is a value to showing off. Because when you drive in on your beautiful Jaguar or your sus, they think you must be an important guy. So then they want a kowtow. So then they give you better food, better deals. You know, the rich get richer, basically. So that means you're going to get a better cut. So that's already helping you to have an ad ma'achal. Or somebody wants to borrow a ring. This guy walks in with a beautiful golden ring. This guy must be awfully important, you know. So I'll give him a better cut. So a tabat le'ra'ot ma'al. So, or how about? I mean, the idea of here a mifsek umezel ba'ar mai. To allow him now to be able to walk about in a way that he gets there faster. He gets to the makolet faster. So I understand ba'na'ami v'ile de ma'achal. That, yes. But over here, he's getting to the ma'achal, not the ma'achal's getting to him. I mean, that's, you know, this is one step removed. You're allowing him to get to the makolet more quickly. Not bringing the makolet to him in any fashion. Is that the same thing as maybe l'de ma'achal? Says the Gemara Tashma. What do you think the Mishnah is coming to? But Mishnah has to give me a list of things you can give a guy. You can talk about anything. Why do you think the Mishnah says Mashilo Chaluk v'Talit Nizamim v'Tabaot? Because all of those things are basically impressive things. That's the idea. So Ilei Meshalo Echidami. What do you think that means? Ilei Meshalo Le'Raot Ben. Well, you think it means that it's not meant for you to parade about and to get a better cut of meat. So then what? The Mishnah's got to tell me you can lend him a pair of gachkas. I mean, well, what's it? I mean, why not? That is what does it have to do with eating? What is he, a goat? So obviously there would be no chiddush in this. The whole chiddush must be, elolav, afil le'ra'otem. But the chiddush is, even though these things get you a better piece of meat, very indirectly, and it says over here, Mashilo, that there's no problem, that's not an issue. So come on, not necessarily. Maybe indeed there's no finish in the Sefer. Le'olam shalo le'ra'ot. Maybe it's just to drive you crazy. To recognize the question of Rif Papa. To realize that, is this le'ra'ot or no? But either you tell me Reisha, perhaps it's just there because the Reisha says, lo yashileno, and then gives a whole list of things. So the Sefer gives you a list of things true, but all only in the context of not being able to get your better kind of meat. And maybe it's Tana Sefer Mashilo, not for that reason. And so we are left with a question about this. And indeed, we have to be Machmer in the Psak Halacha because the Gemara wasn't Mavshit, the Abaya of Rukhapa. Tanya. Rebbe Omer Gedolah Milah Shein Lecha Mishin Itatzik B'mitzvot Ki Avram Avinu V'lo Nikra Tamim Elah Shein Milah Shem Etalek Levanai V'yatamim Uchtiv Etna Briti B'ni U'v'inech Adavar Acher Gedolah Milah Sheshkula G'neged Kol HaMitzvot Sheba Torah Shinemar Ki Al Pi HaDavorim Ha'el HaKarat Yitcha Brit Davar Acher Gedolah Milah Shem Olim Milah Lo Nitkaim Shemayim V'aretz Shinemar Milo Briti Yomam V'layla Kuka Shemayim V'aretz Osamtim Upligid Rabbi Elazar, the Omer Rabbi Elazar, Gedola Torah, Shemali Torah, Lonit Gamma Shemayim Bar, Shemilobri, the Omer Lila Kuko Shemayim Bar, so Samt. Omer Revier, Omer Rabbi Shah, Shamar Lakadosh Borkul, Avram, Avinu, Metallic, Levanavi, Yetamimachazatore, Ada. Amar, why? Shemayesh be Davar Megune, Kiman, Amarlo, it's Nabri, Tibinu, Venecha, Nitkarada Ato, Vayotseo to Achutsa. Why? Amar the Fanabri, Bonar Shalom, Mr. Katu, Mazar, Shalim, the Aini, Rawil, Olid Ben. Omar lo tsei mi itztagninut shelcha, ein mazal Yisrael. Om Rav Yitzchak kol ha-metamim atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metamim imo, shemayim chasid kraserim gavar tamim titamam. Om Rav Hoshaya, kol ha-metamim atzmo, Hoshaya omedet lo, shem yitzchak lefanai ve'yatamim, וכתיב היית עליו המון גויים. אומר רבי, כל המנחש לא נחש, שנאמר כי לא נחש ביעקב. Wait. That's a lamed aleph. Well, מישהו מידה כנגד מידה. תוני אהבה ברידה רבי זרק, כל אדם שאינו מנחש, מכניסים אותו במחיצה, שאפילו מלאכי השרת אין יכולים להיכנס בה. שנאמר כעת יאמר ליעקב ולישראל, מה פעל אל? אומר רבי אבו, אומר רבי אלעזר, מפני מה נענש, נענש אברהם אבינו ונשתעבדו בניו למצרים? 210 שנים, מפני שעשן גריה ותלמידי חכמים, שנאמר ויורק את חניכיו ילידי ביתו. שמואל אמר מפני שהפריז על בידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר במועדה כי ירשנה. רבי יוחנן אמר שהפריש בני אדם מלהיכנס תחת כנפי השכינה, שנאמר תן לי הנפש והרכוש כך לך. ויורק את חניכיו ילידי ביתו, רב אמר שריקן בתורה, שמואל אמר שריקן בזהב. 18:300, אמר רבי מבר אבא, ואליעזר כנגד כולם. Ikidamri, it actually was only Eliezer, the Chushpane Achiyavit. Vamra Vavimava ben Shaloshanim, Hikir Avram Avinu et Boro, Shinemar Ekev Ashashama Avram Bakolim, Chushpana Meyav Shimim Vitrain, and he lived Meyav Shim Vachamesh. Vamra Vavimavim Baraba, Hasatan, Bikimatria, Tlat Meyav Shitim Varbaa. Vamra Vavimavim Baraba, Ktiv Avram, Ktiv Avraham. בתחילה אם לכו הקדוש ברוך הוא 243 איברים, ולבסוף אם לכו 248 איברים אלוהים, שתי עיניים, שתי אוזניים וראש הגביעה. אומר רבי אמר בר אבא, מה תכתיב? עיר קטנה ואנשים במעט, עיר קטנה זה הגוף, אנשים במעט אלו איברים, ובוא עליה מלך גדול וסיבב אותה זה יצר הרע, ובנה עליה מצודים גדולים, אלו אבונות, ומצא בה איש מסכן וחכם זה יצר טוב, ומילאיתו את העיר בחוכמות הזאת תשובה ומעשים טובים, ואדם לא זכר את האישה בסכנו, ובשעת יצר הרב לתמתקר לי ליצר טוב. החוכמת עוז וחכם מעשרה שליטים, החוכמת עוז וחכם זאת תשובה ומעשים טובים, מעשרה שליטים אשר בעיר, שתי עיניים, שתי אוזניים, שתי ידיים, שתי רגליים, ראש הגביעה ופה. ואומר רבי זכר עם ישום רבי ישמעאל ביקש, הקדוש ברוך הוא להוציא כולם משם, שנאמר והוא כהן לעליון, כיוון שקדים ברכת אברהם לברכת המקום, הוציאה מאברהם, שנאמר ויברכהו ואמר, ברוך אברהם לעליון, קונה שמיים וארץ וברוך לעליון, אמר לו אברהם וכי מקדימים ברכת עבד לברכת קונו, מיד נתנה לאברהם שם הנאום השם, לאדוני שב לימיני עד אשית אויביך אדום רגליך, ובאתרי כתיב, נשבע השם ולא נרחם אתה כהן לעולם, על דברתי מלכי צדק, על דיבורו של מלכי צדק, והנתיב הוא כהן לעליון. הוא כהן ואין זרו כהנים, אדרן הלך עברה נדרים. אין בין המודר הנה מחברו למודר המן המאכל על דבסת הרגל וכלים שנוציא בהם אוכל נפש. המודר מאכל מחברו לא ישיל לנו נפל חברה וריחיים ותנור, אבל משאיל לו חלוק וטבעת וטלית ונזמים. מנתן אמר בעד הברה ורבי אליעזר, ידתן, רבי אליעזר אומר, אפילו ויתור אסור במודר הנאה. המודר מאכל מחברו לא ישילנו, ואו, ממאכל נדר, why is this מאכל? אומר, שמה לא קשבו אומר, הנעת מלכה, so, even הנעת מלכה, זה הנעת from אוכל, which would mean, אימא שלא יהיו לו סחיטים, ייתן המכתו. אמר רב, well, it's talking about, אומר, הנעה מביאה לידי מאכל חלי. אומר, if papa, so that would include even a sack, להביא פירות, הכמור, להביא עליו פירות, אפילו צנה ואלמה, that's all called ana, maybe alidei ma'achalu. But how about indirectly? So let's say, boy of papa, sus v'chovala, tabat le'ra'od ba, or mifzikul meizu b'yarei ma'i. Tashma, avon mashir lo chaluk v'talit nizamin v'taba'ot, so I ask you, echidami. Yilema shalo le'ra'od ba'am, what's the point? Tzricha le'meima. El alav afil le'ra'od ba'am. Ukatoni mashir lo, huh? No, ne'olam shalo le'ra'od. But I did it, then he raised a lawyer, Shilano, Tana Sefer Mash'il.
A very obvious thing, I didn't think of that. The Abraham himself.